listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is calcite? My father was a professional geologist. Growing up, our family vacations always included rock collecting trips to quarries, streams, roadside cuts. And a common joke in our family was saying something was as worthless as, or as common as, bruised calcite. Calcite is a very common mineral, and it's very soft, easily scratched, and easily broken. So finding broken crystals was also common. The chemical formula of calcite is CaCO3. This stands for one atom of calcium, one of carbon, three of oxygen. Because of the CO3, scientists classify it as a carbonate. With the calcium, its official name is calcium carbonate. It's often found in nature as a shapeless form, what scientists call massive, or as broken crystals because they're so fragile. Calcite crystals are interesting because they can form in a number of different shapes, from flat to cube-like to pointy. Finding a perfect, undamaged crystal is a nice addition to a rock collection. The color of calcite also varies. Specimens have been found ranging from red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple, and even black, white, and colorless. The colors are due to the presence of impurities, other elements that were present as the crystal formed. Since calcite has that CaCO3 chemical formula, it's very closely related to other carbonates you might have heard of, like aragonite, dolomite, limestone. And calcium carbonate is very common in nature. Calcite is in seashells and coral, the stalactites hanging from cave ceilings, and the stalagmites building up from cave floors, as veins running through the earth's layer of rock, or as crystals or crusty layers on the outside of blocks of rock. Calcite has some pretty interesting properties. Depending on the impurities present, some calcite will glow when exposed to ultraviolet light. Scientists call this fluorescence. Some clear, colorless forms will split light into two beams. If you hold these specimens over a newspaper, the words are duplicated. Scientists call this double refraction. Here's a fun experiment to try with your class or scout troop. Place a seashell in a clear glass jar. Cover it with vinegar. You'll see bubbles start to form. Keep doing this over the next few days. The vinegar is a mild acid, and it dissolves the calcium carbonate of the shell and forms carbon dioxide bubbles. Well, we've just learned a little bit about calcite. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.